Earl Stewart on Cars. Heard Tuesday from 4 till 6 p.m. And here's Earl Stewart's automotive tip of the day on 900 a.m. The Talk of the Palm Beaches.
Good morning, everybody. This is Earl. That's Earl Stewart of Earl Stewart on Cars. Earl Stewart on Cars is a radio show that hopefully you've heard right here on the station. 900 a.m. The Talk of the Palm Beaches. Every Tuesday from 4 to 6 in the afternoon. Show is recorded and replayed on Sundays, 4 to 6, same time slot. It's a show all about cars. It's to help you. It's a consumer advocacy kind of a show. We want to show you how you can avoid being ripped off by a car dealer. Buying and leasing, repairing, or maintaining. We've got a team of experts assembled in our studio that can answer just about any question you have about buying, leasing, repairing, or maintaining your car. Now, every weekday, just at this time, I do a little mini tip, just a little short idea, thought, plan in your mind that'll help your life a little easier when visiting your car dealer. You want to know how not to be taken advantage of. Now, you probably heard about the dealer fee. That's the car dealer's dirty little secret, where they add $1,000 or $2,000 to the price of the car, advertised price of the car, the quoted price of the car. That's when you buy a car. There's another dirty little secret. It's even smaller, which has to do with the miscellaneous supplies or sundry supplies or hazardous waste material fee, which is added on your service invoice when you have a car service. Now, here's my tip. Look at your invoice before you pay it, before you get your credit card to the cashier at the service department where you have a new car service. Look down at the bottom, just before the total. You see something, stand $15, $20, $30, maybe $100. It's a dealer fee for the service department, and they call it by various names. If you don't understand, it'll probably be something like miscellaneous supplies, sundry supplies, hazardous waste disposal fee. They're very creative when they come up. Just ask the cashier, what's this? When she tells you, she'll probably stutter a little bit because they know they should do it. Say, listen, well, I'm not going to pay them. 9 times out of 10, folks, they'll take it right off the invoice because they're guilty. They know they're doing the wrong thing. It's my tip of the day. Back on weekday about this time with another tip for you. Have a great day and goodbye.